It's Thursday, January 15, 2026.
This is not good news. It's quite concerning.
New climate reports show unprecedented run of global heat. The oceans are getting hotter, too. Plus, court rules Trump illegally blocked clean energy grants to blue states.
All of those outrages and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It was a beautiful spring-like day here in New York. All that global warming is finally paying off.
This is your Green News Report.
New York buses, keep idling.
All right, Desi Doyen, the year is just days old at this point, but already we've got some new record numbers coming in.
Yes, unfortunately we do. 2025 tied with 2023 for the second warmest year ever recorded globally since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s.
So close.
The hottest year on record remains 2024. That is according to NASA, Europe's climate service Copernicus, and other analyses using different methodologies ranked 2025 as the third hottest year.
Well, Copernicus is a bunch of liars.
But only NASA's announcement did not mention climate change or greenhouse gas emissions.
I wonder why.
A 2025 record means that each of the past 11 years has been among the 11 warmest years on record, in line with scientists' predictions of where we would be today. Last year, global warming, driven by humanity's burning of fossil fuels, brought deadly record heat waves, catastrophic wildfires in California and Canada, extreme storms, and record flooding in Texas, Asia, Africa, and Europe. The past 3 years also mark the first time that any three-year stretch has crossed the threshold of 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, underscoring how quickly the climate system can change, as one Berkeley Earth scientist put it to Inside Climate News. However, we have not technically breached the target set out in the Paris Climate Agreement, defined as 20 years above the 1.5 degree baseline.
So we have to keep this warmth for several decades before we break the goals of the Paris Pact.
Exactly. And that is where we are headed.
Yes, we are.
Research indicates that such extended warming will likely mean the end of nearly all global glaciers and coral reefs, marking a danger zone for accelerating damage and destruction of ecosystems, food supplies, human health, and infrastructure. Copernicus director Carlo Bontempo warns the world will continue to see increasing extreme weather events over the next several years.
The real game we have in front of us is how to manage the overshoot above 1.5. And our decision on what to do will change the shape of the overshoot and will change the kind of risk we will face in the decades to come. So if we want to limit the warming, we need to limit the emissions into the atmosphere.
Well, I guess it's a question if we really want to limit the warming.
A separate study focused just on the oceans confirmed that the oceans got even hotter in 2025. The oceans absorb more than 90% of the excess heat trapped by humanity's emissions of greenhouse gases. The international team of researchers found that the world's oceans absorbed a record-breaking amount of heat last year for the ninth year in a row. Ocean temperatures serve as a critical indicator of long-term climate change, and scientists warn the ocean's accumulation of heat energy is fueling extreme weather events, destabilizing marine ecosystems, increasing coral reef die-offs, and contributing to rising sea levels.
Other than that, it's all good.
Well, there are a few bright spots of
really?
Better news.
Really?
Yes, California is no longer in drought for the first time in 25 years. After a string of atmospheric rivers over several weeks refilled the state's reservoirs and built up mountain snowpack that stores water for the dry summer months. And finally, a federal judge this week ruled that the Trump Energy Department acted illegally when it canceled nearly $8 billion in grants covering hundreds hundreds of clean energy projects in 16 states that did not vote for Donald Trump in the 2024 election. The judge determined that the Trump administration unlawfully retaliated against the Democratic-leaning states, while grants in red states were spared, and that violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The grant supported hundreds of clean energy projects, including battery plants, hydrogen technology projects, upgrades to the electric grid, and efforts to capture carbon dioxide emissions.
And now they must be restarted, at least until the U.S. Supreme Court says it's okay to go ahead and punish those Democratic states.
We'll see, but for now, the lower courts are holding the line.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to as we head into the danger zone, don't forget to check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.